AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
In news just in, 12 people have been arrested in connection with the murder of five men in Inanda. The bodies were found this morning in the Bambayi area. They had multiple stab wounds. It's believed the victims, aged between 19 and 26, were attacked with a bush knife. It's understood they were abducted from their homes in Bambayi at around midnight. One of the victims had a limb chopped off. The police's Robert Nitsiunda.
The suspects are still being processed, and their details as well as their first court appearance will be known in due course. The suspects are believed to be members of a certain forum in the community, and more arrests cannot be ruled out.
Students entering higher education institutions this year are being urged to be aware of bogus colleges. Deputy Minister of Higher Education Mimi Kondwe says plenty of students and parents have fallen victims to these institutions due to being desperate for education.
Look at the quality of the infrastructure at that particular college. Everything from the signage, from the condition of the building, is it conducive? You know, do you think the building complies with safety regulations? Is it looking neat? Is it looking professional? Look at the level of professionalism on the part of the staff. Look at the terms and conditions of the agreement. Another very important thing is the registration certificate that they get from the Department of Higher Education. Is it displayed on the premises?
Kondwe says often some of these institutions present themselves as more affordable than universities, but that some are linked to criminal activities and can ruin futures of students.
The risks of registering with a bogus college or a private institution of higher education that is not registered with the department is that you not only lose time and your resources and money, but you miss out on an opportunity to get a qualification and invariably an opportunity to get employed.
She says you can go to the department's website to check all the registered colleges. Residents living downstream of the Hazelmere Dam have been urged to be cautious as the recent rains led to rising water levels. Umgeni Utugela Water says the downpours have caused water to spill over from the dam into the Umdloti River. Spokesperson Siyabonga Mapumulo says it could pose a threat to communities living close to the riverbank.
The public is therefore urged to stay away from the Umdloti River, not attempt to cross low-lying bridges and causeways, and to safeguard any property, including livestock, which is close to the riverbanks.
And Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are being sued for over 7.4 billion rand by the It Ends With Us director, Justin Baldoni. It's the latest step in a bitter legal battle surrounding the film in which Lively alleged Baldoni had sexually harassed her on set. He's called claims completely false and outrageous. And now the filmmaker is seeking damages, alleging the couple hijacked both production and marketing of the movie, which is about domestic violence. The top story in News Just In, 12 people have been arrested in connection with the murder of five men in Inanda. Their bodies were discovered this morning in Bambayi with multiple stab wounds. More news at ecr.co.za.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Durban Supergiants hope to break out of the bottom of the SA20 logs as they battle Sunrisers Eastern Cape tonight. Manchester City striker Erling Haaland signs the longest contract in Premier League history with the club. And Novak Djokovic joins Carlos Alcaraz in the Australian Open last 16.